Drink. Yeah. And we're back.
Q&A.
With another episode.
Q&A.
Chilling with our boo. And I'm with Q. Hey. Tell the DJ to hit the ones and the twos. And when I hear a sound, that is my cue. Yeah. To hop on the beat and go act the fool. Uh-huh. Questions and answers like call and response. Yeah. We go back and forth and build as we talk. Everything from music and business and politics. Life lessons learned. We discuss all of it. You gotta tune in to every episode. Yeah. Watch us on the live stream or listen on the road. It's the Q&A, hear the Q&A show. It's the Q&A, hear the Q&A show.
We are live and direct. All right, let's go. What is good, y'all? Welcome back to the Q&A show. I got my dog Q.
Yo, what's good?
What's good? Yes, sir. And then for today's two special guests, we got a special co-host, my bro.
What's good?
Yes, sir. Amara Sama. Yes, sir. The one and only. Yes, sir. And then for our guest today, we got that boy Flashy.
Flashy the fashion geek. You know who it is.
Yes, sir. Hey, this one's going to be a really, really, really good one because I feel like this podcast will make a big impact in the community. Mm-hmm. My man, he's a young boss entrepreneur out here, so we're going to deep dive into
tell him how old you is, too, cuz.
I'm only 19. I started my business when I was 17.
Yes, sir. Whew. Y'all hear that?
Early.
So, let's get into this, man. So, before we start the podcast off, let's highlight a small business. For this small business, it's going to be out of Chicago, Illinois. It's Joka Construction LTD. With Joka, so what they do is they remodel homes. And, you know, if you need some work done in your home, as far as, you know, living room, kitchen, all that, these people, they lit. They got it. They got what you need. So check this out. Let Joka assist you in the making of your idea and turning it into a reality. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they're based out in Chicago, Illinois. So anybody in the Chicago area, reach out to Joka, man. Black-owned business, too, as well.
Yes, sir.
For their contact information, 708-23-3933. Again, that is 708-23-3933. Yes, sir, and that's our business highlight. And we wanted to do something special for this podcast as well. Q, did you want to let them know?
First person to show us proof, like screenshot the proof that y'all, like the first viewer, you know what I'm saying? We're going to cash app them like a dub. So
yes, sir. So
make sure y'all do that.
So here's the steps to this one. So the first person that watches this this podcast, screenshot and share and like and leave a comment, we will cash app you $40. No cap, no bat. That is straight facts.
Dang,
$40 with this whole pandemic. I know, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
it's crazy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So let's get into this podcast, man. Let's start with the beginning. How was your childhood growing up?
It was kind of tough. You got your up and down. Like, mom did what she had to do. It worked out how it was supposed to work out. You see what I'm saying? Like, it helped me mold into the person I was. Like, just knowing I had to get things on my own. And I didn't want to have to depend on my mom because she ain't had nobody to depend on. So I had to bust my ass and get to it and grind and do what I had to do. But Granny Crib was same way. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it go way back low key, though. But it is what it is. Make you supposed to be. Sure.
And that's facts. Going through them treacherous times will make you exactly what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So, growing up, was there any role models in your life that you could look up to while you was a child?
Not really, but I just took from plenty of different people that God sent down down my path. You feel me?
Like, amen.
Plenty of different knowledge that was given me, I'll just take it in. Like, if I felt like it was knowledgeable, you see what I'm saying? Like, something I could use. But I ain't have too many people that, but it was always people, though, so I can't say that. It was always people that was like, it could be like, I remember even being young, like, we had this program. We even went to Angel Tree Camp. We had, like, a big brother at some point. Mm-hmm. Then we also, even through school, like, we had somebody that was there, Mr. Lee. Shout out to Mr. Lee for sure. Like, he always, like, would help us, like, make sure we had everything figured out when we was going to go to college. And if we didn't know, he would get, sit down, help us get through it to figure out what college, like, stuff like that. So it was always people, though, for sure, though. So I can't even say that wasn't.
So what was the first thing you learned that made you, like, who you is today, like, that helped you mold yourself, like?
How to bounce, like, back from L, honestly.
Like, what lesson did you have to learn to, you know what I mean, to keep you on a straight path and out of the BS?
Really not making the same mistakes as my father, like, honestly. Like, that's really what made me, like, even though I had to still take some risky or, like, some things that I shouldn't have did, but I had looked at everything differently because I knew if it went left, then it'd be over. And I can't help my people. You see what I'm saying? My family, nice. Friends, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. For sure, though. But, like, even just taking losses, though, like, having to bounce back from losses really helped me a lot. Like, that's really what made me strong in just all aspects, like gambling or taking risks. Like, that's really where it came from, like, gambling and just having to take risks. But that taught me young, though, really, though, like, even though but that's how I went, though. You see what I'm saying?
Sure. So, I got a question for you, man. So you say with the single mom, how do you feel like your relationship with your mom built over time with that? You know, God, I mean, as far as she had to be the one to discipline you, also mm-hmm. be your motivator. So how do you think, at the age you are now, how did that relationship, how do you think it is now, how do you think it was before?
It's always been kind of good because I still come to her and we'll still have sit-down talks and just talk, like, communicate. She was always someone I could come to and talk to, but I feel like it grew, mm-hmm. but it... In a way, it grew, mm-hmm. but it grew apart. But I know it's gonna grow once I get to where I'm going, for sure. Though, absolutely. Everything makes more sense. You right. see what I'm saying? For sure.
Hey, amen. Mm-hmm. I like that. So, my question for you is this, man. So, what exactly made you have this entrepreneurship mindset? You know, being that you are young.
Yeah, I hated authority. I ain't gonna lie. I hated someone telling me what to do. It just rubbed me the wrong way. Like, it's odd. I've always been that way. Like, I just couldn't do it. Like, I ain't the person that be like, nah, I ain't gonna do this, that. But it's just the way you come and you say it to me and this, that. And it's just like, I can't do that. I gotta do everything on my own. Or it ain't gonna be done the way I needed it to be done. Or it's just the fact. Or someone tell me to do something, I ain't gonna do it because the way you told me. So it was always that. So, but I knew that. So being young, I just always try to find a way, like, to feel. I always was in tune with myself too, because I was trying to figure out what was best for me. Mm-hmm. So then I'll sit and just think about what I could do, like, later on in the future and stuff like that. Like, what would work best for me? What am I into? And I always been into, like, art. So I was artistic, so I just would draw and stuff like that. But painting was too much. It took too much, like, patience. I'm like, I can't do this. But it's another way that I can still use my artistic ability. So I just start drawing. I'm like, I'm going to sell this, though. I'm going to put it on clothes, see how I come out, see if people fool it, and it pop, for sure.
So what age did you start drawing at?
I was drawing young. I always been drawing. Like, that was probably the first thing I ever picked up was a pencil. I started drawing. I used to draw all the time. Like, I love drawing. Like,
you was one of them cats who was just sketching school and
stuff? Yeah, like, I was one of them in the back of class. So I ain't bring no pencil, no, but I'm drawing with your pencil, though. Like, stuff like that, though. Let me use it for the end of class. For real. Sure.
You talked about being in tune with yourself. Uh-huh. How important was that for you?
That's very important. I think that's the most important thing in life. Like, if you ain't in tune with yourself, you'll really never know what's best for you or what's for you. Because it's all in you, though. Right here. Like, I feel you. I mean, I promise. Like, it's all based off feeling, for real, for real. So, like, I don't know. But that's very important, though, for sure, to be in tune with yourself, knowing what's best for you and what, like, route you want to take or what may catch your eye. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
open your eye. Being in tune will show you that, for sure.
So as a kid growing up, you know, you said, I guess, what were some of your other interests? Like, were you interested in, like, sports?
Oh, yeah, I was interested in sports, too, for sure. We got into sports a little later on, and I love sports. I love it, but, and I like the fact that it helped me, like, with my attitude and stuff like that. It really helped me, yeah, like, discipline and stuff like that. But, yeah, I love sports. I did on fun. I like, football was my favorite one. I played basketball as well, too.
Okay, so which one was you the, more serious about, football or basketball?
Football. At first, it was basketball. But then it flipped, like, once I started to see, I like football a little more. Mm-hmm. Like, and then it's going better this way than basketball, so, mm-hmm. yeah, I want football.
So it's a two-part question, actually. To add to that, do you think football and doing sports help you kind of with the business aspect right now and, like, give you that motive? Do you think it correlates together, in a sense?
with discipline, I say.
Okay.
But kind of, I don't know. I can't really see that. But I knew what it did help me with was discipline. Like, I remember the first year. I remember, like, the first year and stuff like that, I talked back a lot. Woo-woo. He had me running. I'd walk. Like, he was like, run. Chino. Right. You know, run. I just start walking like, nah, man, that's it. Like, you feel me? My brother be mad, like, you making me look bad, you know what I'm saying? But I be like, bro, it ain't in that. Like, it's just, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Them 2-a-days in that hot summer.
Yeah. Bro, I be talking, woo, Cheetah, run. I'm like, man, y'all got me bit.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Lincoln.
Okay, yep. Nice.
Southsider.
Oh, bro.
Rail Splitters. Rail Splitters, yeah. we love them all, though. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. So, my next question for you is, who were some of your favorite fashion designers growing up?
I never really had a favorite fashion designer.
Like,
it's just been a lot. I just always been into, like, trying to be fly, like, the style and this, that. But it was tough. Like, we couldn't be as fly as we wanted to be when we was young. So that was what pushed me to want to create what I got going on, too, though. Like, I always wanted to be able to have all these hoodies and this clothes and this and be able to switch this with these shoes and then. And I couldn't have it, so I just had to find a way to get it and make it. Now I don't got to spend money on clothes, I can create it. And I got that access, that connect, you see what I'm saying? So yeah, that's really what it was, though. But I ain't really had no favorite brand, but like, I don't know, I just knew we wanted them, though. We wanted to wear them, we couldn't get them all, though, but mom got us what we could, though,
facts,
for sure.
Facts.
So I appreciate that, always.
So now as an adult, did you kind of grow an interest in a fashion designer that you kind of like look
up to? Oh yeah, his name, Dapper Dan, he created too, like he hands on. Yeah. But that's, I got a couple people I just be looking at stuff like that, like people in the game, but I can't really pull them off top of them, my brain, you see what I'm saying? But yeah.
Facts.
But so, but Dapper Dan, though, Dapper I'll be paying attention, watching interviews, all types of stuff.
He's good,
So, what all do you got? Like, you said you got hoodies.
I got hoodies, I got sweatpants, t shirts, probably anything you can name for real, for real. I'm gonna be dropping way more heat, though, real soon.
Like the whole fit wise.
A jumpsuit, what you say?
Like a whole fit, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, so, I got to jump through all that.
What do you think about shoes? Like, you ever think about?
Oh yeah, I want to make shoes too. Yep. Yeah. I promise, I want to make some shoes too. I had drawn up a sketch, but I got to remake it because it ain't how I wanted to be type of stuff. But I want to make some shoes for sure.
A little rough track.
Yep.
And I think what people don't realize, like just me as an adult, but just at the age, you're so young and entrepreneurial. We need a lot of entrepreneurs in the black community.
Yeah.
And like, I guess, at what moment did you figure out, did you realize, at what time you're like, man, this is it, I'm going to do it, I'm going to go full force at it, I'm not going to half fake it, this is my, you know, this is what I want to do. At what time in your life did you kind of came to that realization and kind of just started going?
I was tired of working, I quit. Like, that was really it. Like, it was too, like, when I dropped 2 bundles, and I was working, and every time I came to work, all I do is sit back and think, like, why am I here and wasting time? Like, I got something I just set up. I know this ain't my dream, so I'm really coming to work for somebody else's dream. Somebody owned this. I'm coming to work, but I could be working on my own thing. Like, at a certain point, I'm going to get to where they going, or where they at. You see what I'm saying? So that's really what it was, though. Like, I kept coming. And I used to tell my brother, like, when they pick me up, my brother and mom, every time, though, I'd tell both of them, like, I'm tired of coming, though. I ain't going to lie. Like, I'm going to quit here soon. Like, nah, I just wait. I'm like, nah. You see what I'm saying? Just went on with it. And that's how I do, though. That's how it got to be, though. Like, when you want to jump out on something, you just got to jump out and do it. Have faith. Yeah. And just, that's really what it is, though.
Scared money don't make money.
Exactly, right. Though. Right. You can't sit back and wait. You're going to miss out on your opportunity. You just got to go for it and see what happens.
That's deep.
Believe in it, yo.
So, being that a lot of people don't succeed in this fashion industry, what made you choose fashion? Like, what was it that I want to do this and I'm going to go full force?
I had that artistic eye. Like, you can show me something, I can put it together how it should have been or something like that. Like, I just can see where it's leading to or where it should be or how it should be. Like, I just love art. Like, it's just, like, and it ain't even on no hands-on stuff because with hands-on, I ain't that good at, but I can sit down and I can identify art. So that's really what it was. Like, it's the easiest thing for me to do, honestly. Okay. So I feel that's why I knew it was my gift.
But so speaking of artistic, I guess with your logo flashy, so how did you come up about that? And have you done any, since the beginning, have you done any modification to it till now? Like, have you made any changes to it?
I don't think I made any changes to it. Oh, yeah, I did make changes to the features, like the eyebrows. See, when I first drew it, it was like a little thicker, so I made it a little more realistic.
I think these ones got it. Yeah, I made them a little thinner,
so stuff like that. Like, just the features and stuff. Yeah, it was me when I was younger. Like, one day I had just drew it. I didn't even know I was going to use it for no logo, though. I just had drew it one day, and then I think when I was starting my clothing brand, I was gonna use a different logo, but I had came across it, so I'm gonna see how this look type thing. And I had, oh yeah, this was the adjustment I had made though. So when I first drew it though, I drew the hand on backwards. It's crazy.
I think I might have the I'm keeping it in case when you blow it, I want that autograph. Make sure you don't forget about it.
Yeah, I drew the hand on backwards. My friend was like, hey, that's on backwards. I'm like, for real? I turned my hand and everything. I was like, oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. So now I had to flip the hand, boom, 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 stuff like that. But yeah.
But the good thing about that though, like you look at like all these companies like Apple, they all start off with a certain thing, but they it's okay to modify, it's okay to change as you grow. You got to go and do that. So that's good. That's why I asked you, because I got your original shirt, remember?
Yeah.
And I'm keeping it. Cause I wear it kind of small on me, though, but I'm going to keep it.
Oh, that's the gas mask one, huh?
Yeah,
that's the first one I dropped.
That's the first one.
I dropped this one, yeah.
I try to wear it to school when I work at, but it's good, though, and I like it, so that's what's up.
So when it comes to, like, marketing your brand and getting it out, how important is it to try to reach outside of the state of Iowa? Because
it's very important, because, like, you're going to get support in your city for sure. They're going to bring you up, but it ain't gonna be the same as anywhere else, because these people don't know you though. Mm-hmm. It's just like you going on a website. It is some website, you not in that city, so when you go in there to purchase things, your mindset differently. Like you going to shop for someone, you looking at these people, you probably just found them on Instagram though, you looking at us, they stuff is Gucci.
Yeah.
Just because you ain't seen they stuff, just because you don't know them, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it just feel different. Like, so it's very important for you to reach out and try to promote your stuff to different states, because there's so many people in the world, though. You don't want to, like, hold your brand back and not see the full potential that it had, like, to grow. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people in this world, bro. They going to love what you do if you just get out of your comfort zone, like, for sure. It don't matter what it is. They going to support.
Facts.
Support. I guess, what is your target audience? I know you're young, so are you targeting, like, are you targeting everybody? What's your target audience?
I'm going to be honest. Like, my target really just be, like, people that came from where I come from, really, like, hood people, you know what I'm saying? But it's for everybody, though. But that was, like, my first, for sure.
Okay.
What's going to separate you from, like, the other artists out there, like, the other fashion?
Being consistent with, like, great work, like, nice designs and quality. It's a lot of things, but I think what separate me the most is just, the designs though. Like, I feel like people ain't as creative as I am, and I ain't even did too much yet, but I know my creativity though, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you gotta be creative.
Mm-hmm. Like, do you think like at all times you gotta be thinking out the box, or is it okay just to, like, kind of cater to the people?
No, it's definitely okay. That you want to cater to everybody that you can.
Like, kind of like a little bit of both.
You want to do a different everything, because not everybody the same.
You want to satisfy people, but at the same time you want to attract different crowds and different people and all that stuff. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very important too, though. Like, to make different logos that reach different people, because it's so many different things. Like, but they ain't all gonna like the same thing too.
Yeah,
so
that is
for sure.
It's like you can't put all your energy towards it, but you gotta put in a little certain amount just to see what's out there. You know?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you're dealing with like stumps in your journey and stuff like that, being a fashion designer, so like when times is like, oh fuck man, I will never see this out.
Yeah.
What do you, like, what's your method of getting yourself back on track and telling yourself, like, all right, no, fuck what I was thinking, this is how I'm going.
Day by day, don't look back. Like, you just don't reflect on the days that was bad or what you're going through at the moment. Just know that you're getting somewhere though. Because it started over at this point. Stop worrying about what got you here. Now you just gotta find out where you gotta go to get where you wanna go. For sure though.
Sick. Okay. I like that answer, man. So my next question would be, where are you trying to take your brand at? Like, as far as like your 5-year, your 10-year, let's start with a 5-year goal. Where are you trying to take it?
5-year goal. I'm gonna be honest, like, I wanted to be global. I wanted to be everywhere, but I wanted to just be able to come outside and see my neighbor wearing my shirt on or something, or see a kid driving on a bike and he got flashy on, like, one of them though, for real. Like, I want to be global, for real. Like, my whole block should have it on. Like, it should be that.
Hey,
it should be like that.
I promise you, every young nigga I see, bro, has your brand.
Everybody, bro. Every young.
Like, literally, everybody. Every young man, bro. Bro, I have a kid. Shout out Jay. Jay wear your sweatshirt to work every single day,
for real?
Bro.
Cute. Shout out, bro, for
what?
Sure.
What? Oh, yeah. Bro, your brand is everywhere, bro. And that's one thing that I love to see. You know?
Uh-huh.
I really love to see that.
And I think, speaking of, I guess, what was your big break? What was the moment that kind of just, okay, boom, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was that? I think I might know. I was gonna say, let's talk about that. I ain't had that spark yet,
but that was nice though that he did that for sure though. But how it all went.
Yeah, tell us how that went down.
So I was putting my table up and stuff. Like, we was always already set up at my table and stuff, but while I'm putting my table away, it's the end of the concert. Everybody, like, it's a whole line in the back of the stage. I'm putting my table, I'm like, what they doing? Ooh. And then something clicked, like, oh, they must be going to see Boosie, like, da-da-da. So now I'm like, let me go over here and see if I see him, you know what I'm saying? Just see if I peep him, like one of them, right? But while I'm sitting there, I didn't even go to the room because they was all in the room. Like, it was a whole line. I'm like, dang, I ain't even going to be able to see him. It's a whole line, you see what I'm saying? Right. So then while I'm standing out there, it's a staff working there. And he tapped me, he say something. He was like, yo, brand dope or something like that. Raw, keep doing what you doing. But I ain't catch it at first. I said, huh? Because they was talking and stuff. I said, it took me like 3 times. I said, huh? Before he even said it again. I caught in and caught on. Then he said it again. Now I'm like, and then something clicked, like, ask him, see if you can give Boosie something. You see what I'm saying? So then when I asked him, he was like, ask them. They'll probably let you do it. Then I asked the people that hosted the thing, and then they let me do it, and I got him some stuff. He was like, oh, I was like, what color you want? Woo. He didn't really say. He just grabbed some smalls. I ended up grabbing the colors he wanted, too. I had he matched his shoes, and then the blue one, he went to Roy Blue. He wore it the next day with the hat on, too, the bucket hat. So, for sure.
And that was dope of Boosie to do that.
That was.
Because I feel like that's that motivation. Because with fashion, I mean, I could be wrong, but like, I think you just need that celebrity that kind of just supports you that one time because they got a lot of following. Like, there was a kid in Urbandale. I think it's, Kylie Jenner wore his Twitter, and boom, he sold out. Mm-hmm. So it's good, like, you know, especially being in Iowa, you know, I think that's cool to see you, man.
That was dope for sure.
Hopefully you get more of that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. So as far as, like, you as a man, bro, when it comes to, like, friends and stuff like that, how important is it to just stay out the way?
It's very important to stay out of the way. Like, when people don't got what you got going on, they not thinking the same as you.
Facts.
So, you gotta stay out the way and attend to what you got going on. If they really support you and fool with you, then they gonna understand your decision. Mm-hmm. Always.
Have you had to cut a lot of people off due to your success and stuff?
Everybody.
Like,
I ain't gonna lie. Like, a lot of people, though, for real. I ain't gonna say everybody, but a lot of people. Like, but it come with it, like.
Mm-hmm. It's like when some people ain't on the same wave as you.
Right.
You know what I mean? All they could do is bring you down, you know what I mean? Because they can't match your wave.
So, brother.
You know what I mean? They're going to bring you down today. You know what I mean? They don't got much to offer you. Mm-hmm.
So if you don't understand that, you're going to be in a pit.
Facts.
So how do you keep yourself balanced between, like, those people that you do have that's actually supporting you as good friends and business? How do you, like, balance both? Because, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's an everyday type of deal. You try to put out more clothing content. How do you balance yourself, like, to just, I need to take a little break and go back at it? A recharge up, I guess, in a sense.
I always stay recharged and I stay in the box. Like, I ain't gonna say always recharged, but I'm always to myself,
right,
thinking or this, that, so it's never really a problem with me, like, trying to separate myself from this and that. Like, I'm always just on business, like, trying to figure out this. Like, ain't nobody kicking with none of that. Ain't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. That's what's up.
Hell yeah. So, for anybody, you wanna do the next business highlight, man?
Who we got?
Palms.
Okay.
For this next business highlight, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to let Omar Sama go ahead and talk about Palms.
Okay, sure, yeah. Well, Palms is a mixture between Caribbean and West African cuisine, and we do pop-up for right now. We operate as, like, a ghost restaurant, and obviously because of COVID and stuff like this, so we're not really, go where we want to do, but we do a lot of pop-ups and, like, stuff like that. We initially started at the farmer's market, but that's not going on, so our next pop-up is actually next Saturday, and just follow us on social media. And then you can see, like, the dates that we got going and stuff, so.
Yes, sir. So check that out, man, next Saturday. Yes, sir. Let's go. So let's get back into this podcast, man. So when you're designing, what's your process of, like, trying to get the best look? And who do you go to for feedback before you want to put that product out?
See, I'll take it to my brother and see how he feel about it, because I trust his eye and his judgment, you see what I'm saying? But, no. Well, wait, what was the first one? What'd you say, the first question, though? Like, the first line you said?
So when you're creating, what's your process of creating?
Oh, my process of creating.
Like, how do you know this is it? Like, this is, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. It just click, like, and now I'm on the point, like, where I won't even draw it though. I sit on FaceTime with the designer and we'll just talk through it. Like, I just say like, I want this, put this there, and then once we get to a point, I'm gonna know where we should go next with it. Like one of those things. Like I didn't got to the point where I kind of like lazy. And I ain't doing, you ain't putting, yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we doing it a better way, I feel like. Like, that's the best way for us to work. So we'll sit on there and just talk about it, talk through it. I think this would be this, or this look better than this. Yeah, we need to add more detail or this. And we'll argue and all type of stuff. Like, but for sure, though, he a good designer, though. So I rock with him, for sure.
Speaking of design, I guess I've been following you close. Because I knew you when you was young and just seeing that. And, like, you very young and you got a very good mindset for business. Mm-hmm. I saw that you tap into, like, I know when you initially started was, I don't know, it was just male gender that you was targeting, but then when I saw that you started targeting females too, I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. he's doing something. You know that mm-hmm. thing when you have a fashion, you cannot stick to one. You want to make sure everybody, it's for yeah, everybody, yeah. being, you know, for everybody. But like, mm-hmm. I feel like that's good. Now, do you think are you gonna target younger kids? Or I mean, like,
I got some. I already dropped some T-shirts for the kids, but I'm just waiting though. For the right timing to do it, okay. For like the kids and the female. Like I just dropped something for the females, but I'm gonna drop more stuff later on. Though okay. I'm just waiting for the right time, cause I know what I'm best at dropping stuff. But like what sells the most or mm-hmm. easiest is mm-hmm. me dropping clothes for the men. Like they gonna come get it and come purchase. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. it's different with kids, cause mm-hmm. I don't know as many people you're with right. kids, and mm-hmm. so you know I'm just trying to wait. But mm-hmm. I already got it. I got some cooked up. I got a little bit. I just threw it out there so they can get a little glimpse of how I'm coming, mm-hmm. and then boom. And yeah. I can also see how they're moving as well as with my drops.
And then for social media, you got, I'm assuming you got both Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
My Instagram, Flashy Finest, and then Facebook, you put you in a hill, put you in a top range, my whole thing. You, okay. It's going to pop up, though.
Okay. Yep. That's what's up.
So, do you want to tell the people, like, how would you get in tune with that? Like, where you got to go to get it?
To go get what?
The your stuff.
Oh, the clothing and stuff?
Yeah, your
website. Like, website.
Oh yeah, flashyfinest.com. You can mm-hmm. look on there. I got a lot of things on the site and a lot of things on sale right now. So make sure you tap in. Once everything gone, I will redrop some heat. Like it's gonna be different.
We waiting
like,
for it, man. I'm trying to get a hoodie, man.
Yeah. And when they all gone, I'm gonna drop like 5 logos for y'all too. So just okay. be ready, be in tune for sure. That's how I'm trying to hit them. They ain't ready though. So it's gonna really like.
Hey,
that's where you gotta catch them off guard for sure.
So what's next? Like you got anything special lined up? Like you know what I'm saying? In a cut waiting or?
Not really though, but I got some stuff up the sleeve though for sure.
Yeah, it's coming though.
Uh huh. Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
You get so excited. Do you ever be like, man, I got this. Like, you look like you got 5 ideas. You ever get so excited, like, man, I'm gonna do it right now. You get impatient.
Nah, I'll be waiting. I won't be impatient with like the when it comes to clothes stuff. I'll be just waiting because there's so many different things. Like, mm-hmm. it's so many things I want to do, but I just like I'll wait because I got time. This, that, and these are already hot. Like to them, and it's just yeah, I'm just wait though for yeah, because I'll be wanting to put tickets on them too.
Right.
So they ain't even ready for that. I'm gonna just wait. Right. You see what I'm saying? Until it build up.
Straight up.
So my question would be, do you put your product first or do you put your integrity first?
My integrity.
And why is that?
Because it's just like, you got to know your worth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
speak that again, though.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
know your worth. Yes, sir.
Like, I don't know. They ain't going to respect you if you don't respect yourself.
Yeah, that's
honestly.
Fact.
So, yeah, I pick integrity for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's so key that you said that because a lot of time when the money start coming, the fame start coming, people start losing their self because, I mean, it's so easy to chase the money, but at the end of the day, you got to remember where you started from. And that's one thing I've known this young man. He always been himself, you know what I'm saying? He always been respecting others, so that's key.
Because, mm-hmm.
like,
when sure.
it's so easy to be, like, big-headed, like, oh, you know, Boozy got my clothes on, you know.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah.
You say in Turkey, that's huge, uh-huh. man. So everybody out there, that's facts.
That is, yes, sir. So, like he was saying, how hard is it for you to, like, you know what I'm saying, not want to pop your shit? Because, bro, on Snapchat, you're the most humblest person
right.
for being who you are, you know what I'm saying? So how hard is it, like, how do you control yourself?
I mean, it's something I kind of, like, stand by. It's, like, the whole meaning of, like, the whole flashy thing as well. Like, it's, like, in a way, like, I'm humble now because it's where I came from. You see what I'm saying? Like, flashy was how it started. Like, that's where you get the kid, character, and this, that, and the hand. It's, like, moving silence. Like, you don't got to show your moves. You don't got to show your hand. You know they're going to hate on what you're doing or this, that. So you just got to move accordingly. And you just got to close your mouth until you get to where you're going or until it's time for you to speak, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, for sure, though.
So I seen you're into Bitcoin.
Uh-huh.
I seen you make a purchase.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I was on the pocket option, yo.
Let's talk more about that. Who got you into investing and why?
My friend named Deion. I was just over at a crib, and he be doing it all the time and stuff like that. But I just happened to be over there at crib, and he was just showing me, and he was like, bro, you got to get on it, because he already know I'd be in the game and stuff like that. He was like, bro, I promise, like, you going to like that, woo-woo. Yeah. I just happened to get on it. The first time I got on it, I put, like, $50 in there. I lost a couple times, and then bro was like, my uncle's like, you lose $200, just stop. But I'm already know, I'm like, $200 ain't enough for me, though. I be gambling. I'm like, I got to test a $50 at least, one more. I tested it and went back up $450.
Yeah.
Told him, woo-woo, but I ended up losing, and then I came back to him, like, da-da-da-da. So now I send it back to him. He's like, bro, when you get up this time, you got to take out 300. So then he was telling me, like, breaking it down for me, like, you got to take out this when you get to this. So I just kept taking out 300. But I was passing them, though. It's dope, though, for sure. Like, the easy way to get money, quick flip. Like, the end is something that you can really, like, study and outsmart it. Like, so it's, yeah, that's, I fool with it.
So,
for
like,
sure.
Are you interested in, like, stocks and bonds and all that, or are you just going?
Nah, I fool with the stocks, too, but it's just like that slow grind. I don't really be fooling with it. So that's right. Why I took a liking pocket option, because you get payouts in 30 seconds. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's it's up and down, 50-50, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
True. That's with the Bitcoin, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, it's like a couple people who came on the show, you know what I'm saying? They definitely getting involved in that Bitcoin. Uh-huh. So, it's becoming more interesting to me every time you get on the show, kind of like, I'll just drop 50 real quick to see what it do. Like,
Pocket.
That Bitcoin been making noise all 2021. Yeah. Like, people would, like, started off back. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have invested back then, man. I'd be sitting, chilling.
Chilling, bro.
Man, that's what I'm good. But, you know, there's going to be more Bitcoin stuff like that coming. So, that's good that you're into that, too, at a young age, man. Because everything, you got to start young. The younger, the better. So, when you're older, you be like, man.
I got the knowledge for it.
Yeah.
And you got to start now.
Mm-hmm. So, as far as, like, the youth, man, being that you're young, and if you see somebody that's maybe like a year younger or two, but want to take the same path that you took, but you know, he got one foot in and one foot out. Like, when I say one foot in the streets, but he got one foot in the business world. What would your one advice be to that youth that's trying to take the same steps?
You gotta take that one foot that you got in the streets and take that one foot into your business and what you got going on, and go full fledged. And just take off, run it up, and just leave whatever it is that's behind you. Ain't gonna be able to ever do what you want to do if you got one foot in one, you both sides it. You ain't, right. You see what I'm saying? You ain't on the right time. But for sure, that's why I tell them, like, so leave that alone. Just take your foot, what you got going on, take this over here. Any knowledge, channel that over here. You can channel, I promise you can channel anything you done learn in the street or anything like that. You can channel it to anything you want to do, and you'll be successful.
This is more of a business question, so. It's easy to get compliments, right? The good compliments. How do you accept criticism? Like, how do you do with that? If you do get it,
I don't get offended by criticism. Like, it's cool. Like, for somebody to tell me, like, do this. Mm. Like, I ain't never seen, like, why you. But nah, so I accept criticism for sure.
So I somebody straight up tell you, like, man, I don't like your shirt, man. Forget this shirt.
Yeah, I'd be like, I just ask them, like, why? Like, see what I'm saying? I'm trying to see what threw you off. Like,
right.
Yeah, that, I ain't gonna hurt none of that though.
And that's good, man, to have, because. Mm-hmm. It's easy to take them easy.
Because if someone said that, I wouldn't even understand it. So I'm really trying to see, like, was it maybe I need to throw something on the sleeve? I need to throw a little more. Right. Like, you see what I'm saying?
So I'll go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. And I'll be like, okay, I remember he said it. That would be dope. Like, but if you come to me saying something that just don't even make sense, I'm like, all right, bro. I ain't going to listen to that because it ain't going to help. I know it ain't. But some people, there's been plenty of people that came to me and told me some ideas and I used them. They were dope ideas. I was like, for sure.
That's what's up.
I know what you're saying, though. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Facts. So. I got one last, a couple more questions for you. So, my bro, Amar, you know, he's huge in the community with working with the youth and stuff like that. How big of an impact was he in your life at a certain time?
He was another one of them that just came across low-key. Like, I seen him from a long time ago out the Y, and he'd just play basketball with us and talk to us. Like, and those conversations really is plant seeds in you, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, he'd tell us, like, stay out of trouble, this, that, because he already had seen how routes didn't went because he had a program he had going on. But he'd just stop us and talk to us. But those conversations mean a lot, though. Like, and be stuff like that, like, for sure, though. But, yeah.
And it's good because I always want you to reach back, too, especially with how much juice you got. It's always, and you always do that, too, you know, reaching back and your following. So just continue to reach back to people, man.
No, for sure. Always.
If there was one word that you want to leave, the listeners and the viewers, what would it be about you?
About me or for the people?
For the people, but just for them to get in tune with you, like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't got too much to say, but flashyfinest.com. I want y'all to go take a look on that website and shop and make sure everything sold out. Once everything is sold out, then I'm going to drop and y'all going to get it. We going to be back in tune and y'all going to see what's going on for real. You know what I'm saying? I got some drops on the way, for sure.
Sir, you got...
And I was just going to say, bro, man, keep on doing your thing, mm-hmm. man. Like,
appreciate that, bro.
Like, you a rare breed, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Right.
And, like, you know what I mean? That's definitely not a good thing. Like, it's a good thing, but it's not a good thing. Like, mm-hmm. we should have more of you out there, like, yeah. you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we're going to get there eventually, you know what I'm saying? But, like, we just got to keep pushing and, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, just keep setting an example, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because you could, by as young as you is, you could have set an example for people that's 20 years older than you, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So... It's not even about the age. It's just about the mindset. Right? Yeah. Like, keep doing your thing, man.
Appreciate that.
You well ahead of your time, man, and mm-hmm. thinking wise. So just keep that up. Yeah, stay humble.
No, big head start. So you mm-hmm. know what I mean. Don't lose your focus. Don't lose your energy. Don't lose your drive. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
And you want to let them know where to shop one more time.
Flashyfinest.com. Flashyfinest.com. You can also look me up on IG at flashyfinest as well.
Yes,
tap
sir.
In.
I hear that, man. The youngest entrepreneur out here doing major
things.
Appreciate
you coming through, too, man.
Appreciate y'all, too, for having me on the show.
Appreciate it a lot, man. And that's Flashy for you, man. Go check him out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And you're listening to the Q&A podcast with myself, Abu. We got Q.
It's Q, baby.
Amara, the special guest.
Big bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then we got Flashy Finest, man.
Flashy the Fashion Geek, y'all.
And don't forget to subscribe to La Ocean Media, you know what I'm saying, for the $40 Cash App Challenge. Let's go. Y'all. Yeah.